Oh, wait. There they are.
Pam Randles lifts her binoculars in the light rain and studies what look like black dots on the water.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 15 mallards. Mallards are M-A-L-L.
Randles is walking towards Jones Point with her daughter and grandson. This stretch of the Chilkat River is Area 9 for the purposes of her count. The three birders will keep track of their sightings by species and number. Randles is expecting a typical winter mix.
Eagles, ducks, gulls, chickadees. Yeah, ravens, crows, blue jays, magpies. The winter group. We give out a list to everybody who's doing it and to help them with figuring it out. But it's about, a third of what we get in the summer. It's the hardy ones.
They aren't the only ones braving the rain. Other birders have staked out different zones from the Haynestown site all the way up the highway through Clukwan. At the end of the day, they'll tally counts from the 17 different areas. Their data goes to the Audubon Society, a nonprofit conservation organization. It's a way for the group to map bird populations and ultimately determine their conservation priorities.
We're getting a lot of changes, I guess I should say. More of a lot of the more southern birds, the more winter tolerant of the southern birds. And so it's changing. And that's part of why we do this, is to keep track of those changes.
Max Goldman is a conservation biologist with Audubon Alaska in Anchorage. He says the changes that Randles is seeing are part of a broader trend as global temperatures rise.
Haynes and the rest of Southeast Alaska are becoming more and more important overwintering habitat for waterfowl, especially as they no longer need to migrate as far south because the climate is conducive for them to stick around in the Haynes area and the Lynn Canal area. So it's as the climate keeps warming, I think we're going to see more and more of these more temperate species, these species that migrate farther south, sticking around in the northern parts of their habitat for a little bit longer.
This trend is called range expansion. The area where certain birds can be found is growing. On one hand, this is good news for birders. There's more to see. But Goldman says he's concerned that if too many birds stay in one area, they'll be competing for finite resources.
And then those species that are specialized to subsisting and thriving in a colder climate are having to compete with new birds. So the number of resources hasn't changed, but the number of mouths at the trough has changed quite a bit.
There's not much the Audubon Society can do about limited resources, but they can keep track of where the birds go. Counts like this one show whether cold weather birds will get pushed out of the area or if their numbers decline as a result of sharing resources. So far, Goldman says, all bird populations here look strong.
I think they're golden eyes, but I'm not sure. Barrows, bagos. Just put bagos question mark.
Bago question mark. Got it.
Randles spots some more ducks on the water. If you haven't heard of a bago, don't worry. That's birder code for a barrow's golden eye. A duck.
Okay, time to check the reference. I'm breaking out the app.
But leaving a question mark on the tally sheet isn't enough for Randles, so she pulls out her cell phone.
Huh. What? It might be harlequins. It is. It's four harlequin females,
sweet,
which is not terribly common this time of year. Yeah, they breed up here, but things are changing so much it's so hard to tell.
One December sighting of a few harlequin is unusual, though not unheard of. But when added to the Audubon Society's nearly 120 years of bird count data, it could give conservationists and researchers new insight into a changing world. For now, the harlequins swim upstream, skirting the ice. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.